Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scott, and here's what he briefly has to say. Thanks for the tattooed woman video. Spot on. Keep up the great work. I see them all the time here in San Antonio. Well, Scott, hopefully you like this one as well, about a BBC article called Driving Tests, Why Are More Men Passing Than Women? Here are some of the highlights from that article, and I quote, Olivia Stevens passed her test on the sixth attempt, and believes females face challenges that males do not. Every year since 2002, more men have passed their driving tests in Wales than women have. But why? Males are also statistically much more likely to get hurt or killed in crashes. The DVSA says all candidates are assessed on the same standard, and despite greater success in tests, young men are much more likely to be involved in crashes once they are on the road. The Automobile Association said this was due to their increased likelihood to take more risks on the road. The greatest difference between the pass rates was Pelhelly and Gwynedd, with 72.3% of male candidates successful, but just 60.1% of females. Olivia Stevens, age 22, passed her driving test in Cardiff last summer on her sixth attempt, believes more consideration could actually be given to the differences between the sexes. I think there's still a bit of a subconscious stigma around female drivers being bad or nervous. Male drivers seem to go into their tests with a lot more confidence, based on my personal experience, she said. Also, there should be more consideration on how hormones affect driving. But what do driving instructors say? Karen Price, age 61, owns KS Driving School and says that she prefers teaching males to drive. She said, if I had the choice between teaching a male or a female student, I would prefer to teach the male. They listen and they will think about what you're saying. They will start to do things straight away. With a female, 5 hours later, you're still coping with the same problem. I have found that females want to go for their test before they're ready. What do safety campaigners say? An inquiry by the UK Parliament's Transport Committee in 2021 into the number of young people involved in crashes described the statistics for young males as striking. The report said that young male drivers account for 80% of young driver fatalities. The Automobile Association Roads Policy Chief, Jack Cousins, said, younger male drivers are more likely to be involved in a crash due to their increased likelihood to take more risks on the road, unquote. This article is hilarious, because it's implying that there's a driving test passing gap that needs to be closed, so that women like Olivia Stevens don't have to take their test 6 times. Olivia is saying that women are bad at driving, but my question to her is, what is a woman? Of course, I'm just saying that because most people in our society say that gender is a construct. If that's the case, then women don't need preferential treatments. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have special privileges for the pussycat lovers out there, and then at the same time claim that sex/gender doesn't exist. But we all know women will claim gender exists when it benefits them. And it doesn't exist also when it benefits them. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to men are better drivers than women, but no one can tell you what a man or a woman is anymore. Clown World Show. The BBC article I shared points out that men are more likely to get injured or die in a car accident. That's why young men are already paying more in insurance premiums, as well as older women as well. The actuaries have figured out that the young men and middle-aged women and above make the most accidents, so they charge them accordingly. I've only ever been in one at-fault accident. I was on my phone. Also, I learned defensive driving when I was growing up, but I was still an aggressive driver in my early to mid-20s. I would weave in and out of lanes like a maniac at 80 to 90 miles an hour. When you're young, you feel immortal and you take stupid risks. As for Olivia, it sounds like she needs to take some BBC upper schwing-schwing to calm herself down. Men are better at spatial perception on average than women are. That's why we tend to be better drivers. It's biology, but according to the left, that's just a social construct. And men and women are equal in every single way, and given the exact same upbringing, would turn out identical. I also love the part in the article where they interview a 61-year-old woman that's a driving instructor that gets the undivided attention of men when she teaches them. Maybe that's why so many women become high school teachers these days, because at least half their classroom, the males, which are being held hostage, is forced to give them attention. But getting back to driving, how come there are no articles out there saying that it's sexist that men are forced to pay more for car insurance? Men generally don't complain about this as much as women do. Women will complain even if they don't have anything to complain about. And many a simp will try and fix female problems that don't even exist. I also liked another part of that article where the female driving instructor says that women are slow learners when it comes to driving. That women aren't correcting their errors even after 5 hours, but are simply copying them. You heard it here first, from the horse's mouth. That woman also said that she would rather work with males. That males appreciate what she tells them and are looking for mentorship. That the women that are taking driving lessons from her are actually either stubborn and not listening, so therefore it's pointless trying to teach most of them. The female drive instructor is obviously stereotyping, but it's most likely accurate. What I found interesting is that women are willing to take the driving test before they're even ready. Maybe they're cheap and don't want to pay for more lessons. Or maybe they felt like they know what they're doing, even though their female driving instructor told them they don't. Who knows? I think they're full of that sweet, sweet pride that comes before their fall taking that driving test. It's quite likely that their overconfidence leads to their undoing. If they took more lessons, then they would actually have a better chance at passing that test. One thing I learned from the article that I cut out when I read it to you guys is the statistics and how women fail more than men do. I'm surprised the numbers aren't even worse. I'm predicting that driving tests will be made easier for the women's out there. Pretty much what they're doing in the military with regards to having women have much lower requirements to pass. Odds are they'll probably release things like parallel parking and three-point turns. I was awful at parallel parking, and the second time I took lessons before I went for my full G test, the driving instructor told me that he didn't think I was going to pass because of my issues parallel parking. But I cheated going to a driving test center out of town, where you don't actually have to do parallel parking, and I pass quite easily. There are a few areas of the UK that seem to be anomalous, where women and men pass at about the same rates. I suspect that those drive test centers are either super easy and therefore pass the majority of people taking their tests, or that there are actually bribes happening. In Canada, there were a lot of Chinese immigrants, and many years ago, there was a controversy because the Chinese and the Asian drivers were paying off the people doing the tests, and there was an investigation, and the authorities set up some cameras. They caught one of those testers passing one of the terrible drivers that went through 4 different stop signs on the course. With all the grooming gang nonsense in the UK, I wouldn't be surprised if some of their driving test centers were also compromised. Here in Toronto, the drivers have gotten worse over the years. They'll get on the freeway where the speed limit is 100 kilometers per hour, and then they'll get onto the left lane and go 80 to 90. It used to be that you'd only see the occasional bad driver, but these days I'd say the majority of drivers out there don't know the road etiquette. And as a result, the traffic comes to a crawl even when there is no traffic. If anyone out there listening is from here, please explain to me what's actually going on. Because it's gotten so bad that I don't want to drive around all that much. I'm in the west end of the city, and it's probably the only part of the city that's not badly congested. As for my predictions going forward, I think that besides giving women an easier driving test, I suspect there'll be some sort of push to equalize insurance payments, where everyone will pay a flat rate. At least in the older demographic, where good older male drivers will end up paying more money to the bad female ones, so they get lower insurance premiums. As for the younger cohort, young women will never pay more for the insurance premiums, so the young men pay less. That's never going to happen. Remember that women cherry-pick their battles. Getting equality with older male drivers by making sure older female drivers pay less is a so-called fair fight for women. But for younger women, it'll cost them money, so that'll never happen. I suspect this BBC article is a hit piece to get the government to either lay down tougher penalties on young men that get into accidents, or to make the driving test harder for young men, or possibly to find additional hoops for young men to jump through, instead of making the driving test easier for women, which will lead to more accidents. I suspect they'll just make the test harder for men, so that way they can get that equity that they've been seeking out. They might also do some sort of background checks or psychological evaluations of males before they give them a driver's license. Making the test tougher for men will just mean that men will fail more often, and then they'll actually have to pay for more driving lessons and driving exams, making the government more moolah. The government wins because it gets the virtue signal that it's all about equality, or equity in this case, and that an equal number of men and women pass the driving exams. Who knows, maybe the government and small driving schools can boost their ESG score in the process. Another thing that stood out in this article is how one person said that men had more confidence going into a driving test and that this was somehow unfair. Again, that's a general statement about male nature. Women hate it when we are confident and they're neurotic. They probably want to see men squirm, and if we aren't under the same emotional torment that they're under, then things aren't fair and the system needs to find a way to make us all equal. This is a bizarre world that we're living in. As for Olivia, a woman taking 6 tests to finally get her driver's license, it's funny that she shared this story. Most guys would be embarrassed to take that many tests, fail, and then share the results with everyone. She clearly has no shame and was probably doing it for the attention as well. Even if it's negative attention, I'm sure she'll take it because attention of any kind these days is getting harder and harder to come by. For women online especially, other than for their bodies. She probably wants some guy with an expensive car to feel sorry for her and ask her out on a date or something. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scott for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that some women will smash their car into a pole when they get wet thinking about Chad's Corvette smashing them in their hole. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDot.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that get in the far left lane and then slam on the brakes for no reason, causing a 200-car pileup in the middle of the winter away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.